Hey guys, in this episode, going to be talking about some Southeast Asian history, mostly related to Vietnam and China, a little bit of Cold War history between Russia, China, and Vietnam. Maybe we'll help give you some perspective on some historical precedents around that area. I hope you enjoy. Hey guys, so I have been, you know, doing some research and reading a lot about China lately, and one thing that I've been learning about is the interesting relationship between China and Vietnam. And not only that, but Vietnam and the rest of the old Soviet order. So a lot of people know some basic stuff about, you know, the Vietnam War. You know, it was in the 60s and 70s, and it was part of the – why were we there, right? So the – a stated reason for us being there was, of course, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution is how we got involved. We claimed that the North Vietnamese fired on some American naval ships, and that's, you know, really what got us to move into military action, though we had military advisors there. But why did we get there first? Like, why was our Navy even there? It was part of a policy called containment. So we were trying to contain what we saw as the Soviet or the communist expansion around the world. You know, a lot of people don't realize India used to be more socialist. You know, you had Cambodia became communists. Vietnam was communist. China was communist. North Korea was communist. And this is in the 60s. And, you know, the Soviet Union. And so there was this huge block of communist nations. And actually, what even got us into the Korean War was the containment policy. So when North Korea or when North Vietnam started, when there was a – I'm not exactly sure of how the situation in Vietnam arose, right? Because it wasn't – it didn't just happen to be North and South Vietnam, right? I'm not exactly sure if there was a coup or what or if there was a communist uprising. But anyway, when we saw communists taking over in Vietnam, we started getting involved. And we were getting involved because we were trying to prevent the spread of communism because we viewed it as an existential threat, right? So that's how we started sending military advisors over. That's why we had the Navy over there for the Gulf of Tonkin, which we all know was built bullshit now, but, you know, that's how it goes. So the Chinese did support Vietnam, but there was no real unified bloc like what we think. I think historically we kind of – everybody kind of viewed China, North Korea, the Soviet Union, and Vietnam as kind of these this unified bloc of nations that were communist, fighting the imperialist capitalist pigs, the United States. Obviously, I say that somewhat sarcastically. Maybe some people don't get that. So that is the historically, that's kind of how people viewed it, right? Oh, well, they're communists, so they all must be friends with each other. But that's not exactly the case. So going to go ahead, pause here for some sponsors. I'll be right back with some more history lesson for you. So what was going on is Vietnam, and this is from the research I've done. If you don't believe me, go look it up yourself. Vietnam has been, you know, they're very close to China. They border China's southern province known, I think, as Yunnan. And they have been in contact with China for, you know, thousands of years. And they actually, Vietnam used to use Chinese characters for their writing. So nowadays, if you go to Vietnam, it's all based on the Latin alphabet. Or Latin letters, which may have originated, I think, somewhere else, actually. But that was where it was largely popularized, was in Latin, you know, Europe, with the Latin-based writing, which is A, B, you know, C, D, all the way to D, or all the way to Z for English, and, you know, some variations with Spanish and French and all that. But the letters that you see there, you're used to seeing, that's the, like this, the Latin alphabet. And that's what they use in Vietnam now. But they used to not, that used to not be the case. It used to be Chinese writing. And, but apparently from what I've learned is that, you know, China dominated a large part of the East, of the Far East for a long time. And, you know, on and off, right? They had different dynasties that came and went that had more and less power than others, periods of civil war where they didn't have so much outside influence. But when they did have a lot of outside influence, they exerted it over their neighbors, and Vietnam was one of them. And apparently, Vietnam has a long history of battling with the Chinese, a long history of, you know, getting in fights with them, of winning battles, losing battles. And from reading that book from Henry Kissinger, the Vietnamese have a notoriously tough military culture, which we learned fighting them in the Vietnam War, right? Because it's like, it's so interesting. I remember being a kid and watching movies and reading about, because I was very interested in military history at the time. And it was just fascinating to be like, well, why couldn't, you know, like we're the U.S., you know, like we're the biggest, baddest military in the world. Why were we struggling with these, you know, with a small nation of people? And well, when you have generations of people that are fighting, you know, when you have just a very nationalistic, reading Kissinger, he points out that the Vietnamese are extremely, extremely nationalistic. They're extremely prideful in their country, in their culture. And they, and you know, they have a very strong sense of self nationally. So they band together and they have a history of having to fend off countries like, you know, or empires like China. So they have a history of fighting. They have a history of unification, of acting strongly. And so with all of that together, plus, you know, there's a little bit more, at least according to Kissinger, there is some, there was some, they also adopted some cultural aspects of China, which were beneficial to their development. Their ethical, like, you know, Confucianism and things like that. So that was interesting. And anyway, they just have a very strong culture, very strong fighting spirit, very strong nationalism. And they did not get along with the Chinese that well, even during the Cold War. But the Chinese were supporting the Vietnamese not because of communist ideology as much as the Chinese were worried about U.S. encirclement, right? So I remember learning that it was more or less about like just the spread of communism, right? Like the Chinese, you know, they sent fighters into North Korea, which is true. They also sent fighters or supplies into North Vietnam, but that was reading from the Kissinger perspective, that was more out of self-preservation for China at the time, because they were feeling encircled, which they were, right? I mean, we had bases, we had Japan was friendly to us, South Korea, other areas, countries around the area were friendly to the United States. We had bases all around. So they were very nervous about it. Or maybe not nervous, but I guess somewhat anxious. So the Chinese were supporting the Vietnamese mostly for that reason. But historically, they don't have strong ties. In fact, reading Kissinger's book, you get the impression that the Vietnamese did not like the Chinese. Even during the Vietnam War, when they were getting some help from them, they weren't on the same page. It wasn't as though they didn't have a unified communist ideology. The Vietnamese were fighting for Vietnam. They weren't fighting for communism. They were fighting for Vietnam. And now, yes, the leaders, the communist leaders, were fighting for their ideology to win out. But it was more of a struggle of, this is our Vietnam. I mean, imagine basically taking control of a country and saying, well, we're communists and we're going to take over the country, but it's for us. It's actually kind of like how China was. Like, China was a communist nation, but China and the Soviet Union did not get along with each other throughout a good part of their history. And that's actually why they started getting closer to the United States. So anyway, the Vietnamese apparently were mostly fighting the Americans at least the North Vietnamese, according to Kissinger. Now, this could be incorrect, but according to Kissinger, the occupying North Vietnamese were fighting out of a more nationalistic Vietnamese perspective, not so much as a international communist perspective, which is kind of what we view it. So basically, a group of Vietnamese took what, you know, were taking control of Vietnam. And yes, I know they were fighting the South Vietnamese, right? It was a civil war, but it wasn't about spreading the ideas of communism necessarily internationally. It was more or less about taking over the country with that ruler, that ideology, but really getting rid of outside influence. At least that's what I'm gathering. What's also interesting is that that China apparently, in, I think in the 70s, went into Vietnam to mess with the Vietnamese a little bit, but also to mess with the Soviet Union. So the Soviet Union and the Vietnamese had a pact, a defense pact, and the Soviet Union was weaker than we all thought, right? I mean, they have nuclear weapons, they have advanced technology in terms of weaponry, but just in terms of like economics and manpower, they just didn't have it, you know, so you can only spread your resources so thin. So the Chinese at one point slapped down the Vietnamese, I guess, for going into Cambodia. And when they did that, the Soviet Union did not come to help the Vietnamese. And it was a basically an internal fracturing of the communist world. So that is something interesting I've learned about the kind of Vietnamese-Chinese relationship in the more modern-day sense, and a little bit of a historical background. It should also be noted that according to Kissinger, there have been three modern-day Vietnamese wars. So one was during the colonial era, you know, when they were kicking out the French. A lot of people don't know, maybe you do, that Vietnam was occupied by the French for a long time. The French kicked out the Vietnamese, or the Vietnamese kicked out the French. Then we got involved, the Americans got involved, they kicked out the Americans. And then the Chinese got involved, and I think the Chinese did a more limited action. From what I've read, the Chinese did not try to occupy Vietnam. They just went in for some strike and basically left. Probably need to do more research on that point, but that's it. So that's all I want to leave you for today, a little bit of a history lesson about that part of the world, a little bit of an understanding about how the dynamics were during the Cold War, and I hope you enjoy.